Nolte, You Ain't Black and Joe Biden's 10 Other Acts of Racism. By John Nolte on May 22, 2020. Joe Biden committed yet another bizarre outburst of virulent racism on Friday morning when he told black America that if they don't vote for him in November, then you ain't black. As is usually the case, the 77-year-old looked confused and tired during his virtual interview with Charlemagne the God, co-host of The Breakfast Club, a popular syndicated radio show. The entire interview was a disaster. Biden slurred his words, lost his train of thought, and looked frail and more than a little out of it. So it would have been an embarrassment even without the racist outburst. Good heavens, about 10 minutes into the 18-minute interview, while speaking primarily about black prisoners, Biden claimed they can't read. After this comment, a Biden aide tried to shut it down. Biden stubbornly refused, and things only went downhill from there. Without being asked a question that would solicit such a thing, or any question for that matter, Biden just blurted out, "If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black." This is Biden saying the quiet part out loud. And this has been the attitude of Democrats going back more than a century to when they launched the Civil War in order to hold on to their slaves. This has been the attitude of Democrats going back to the segregated South that they created to ensure black Americans could not vote against them. By the way, as you will see below, Biden has defended Southern segregation and Jim Crow. So here's Joe Biden employing a new form of racist intimidation and bullying. The racist trope that unless you vote Democrat you're not really black. This is no one-off with Biden. His history of racism goes back decades. His belief black people and other minorities are inferior or worthy of ridicule has never been a secret. The corrupt political media will never stop covering up for Biden. Not even a credible sexual assault allegation. But this same media are forced to lie to smear President Trump as racist. But as you will see below, no one has to lie to prove Biden's a racist. Here are the worst examples of Biden's racism and white supremacist beliefs. Updated to 12. 1. White kids are smarter than other kids, August 2019. We should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. 2. Brags about his ability to work with racists, June 2019. I was in a caucus with James O. Eastland and Herman Talmadge, Biden said with an attempted Southern drawl. He never called me boy, he always called me son. Well, guess what? The former vice president continued. At least there was some civility. We got things done. We didn't agree on much of anything. We got things done. We got it finished. But today you look at the other side and you're the enemy. Not the opposition, the enemy. We don't talk to each other anymore. Eastland and Talmadge were arch segregationists who opposed civil rights and saw black people as an inferior race. 3. Brags about segregationist Democrat not calling him boy like he did others, 2019. I was in a caucus with James O. Eastland, the former vice president said while putting on a Southern drawl. He never called me boy, he always called me son. 4. Appears to use racist term roaches to describe black kids, 2017. By the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it gets hot. I got a lot, I got hairy legs that turned blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. I learned about roaches, I learned about kids jumping on my lap. When he spoke, Biden was surrounded by black children. He was also referring to his time as a lifeguard, where he says the swimmers were mostly black kids. 5. Mocks Indian Americans, 2006. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking. 6. Describes Barack Obama as a bright and clean black person, 2007. You got the first mainstream African American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man. 7. Uses anti-Semitic term Shylock, 2014. Watch below. 8. Praise Democrat segregationist as man of character, 1988. On the floor of the U.S. Senate in 1988, Biden praised segregationist Senator John Stennis. DMS, as a man of character, even after the Democrats sought to oppose Brown v. Board of Education with something called the Southern Manifesto. In fact, Biden has even bragged about Stennis gifting him with the table the Southern Manifesto was signed on. 9. Segregation is good for black people, 1975. I think the concept of busing, that we are going to integrate people so that they all have the same access and they learn to grow up with one another and all the rest, is a rejection of the whole movement of black pride, is a rejection of the entire black awareness concept. Where black is beautiful, black culture should be studied and the cultural awareness of the importance of their own identity. 10. Democrat Party needs more people like racist Democrat Governor George Wallace, 1975. I think the Democratic Party could stand the liberal George Wallace, someone who's not afraid to stand up and offend people, someone who wouldn't pander but would say what the American people know in their gut is right. 11. Biden worried busing would lead to a racial jungle, 1977. Unless we do something about this, my children are going to grow up in a jungle. The jungle being a racial jungle with tensions having built so high that it is going to explode at some point, Biden said shortly after making a plea for orderly integration. We have got to make some move on this. 12. Biden gives speech about what's good for the Negro, 1973. It was in the final minutes of this question and answer session that Biden's controversial lecture about what he believed was good for the Negro took place. The comments, which are included in the new book by The Intercept's Ryan Grimm, arose when Biden was asked if he had spoken to his Southern colleagues about their attitude towards the problems of the Negro in America. And now you have Biden, friend to segregationists, defender of segregation, telling black people that if they vote for Trump, and 1.8 million did in 2016, they are not black. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.